Hello, it's the 1st of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. As the cost of living crisis continues to bite across Bedfordshire, Luton residents are being reminded about the availability of support. A council spokesperson highlighted the new Luton Support in You section of the borough website, which offers a range of assistance resources in a single location. These include Food First, which focuses on food-related issues, including budgeting and home cooking to save money. There are grant initiatives to help those struggling with the payment of energy bills. Also, the council-run Luton Rising, operator of London Luton Airport, continues to fund a number of charities like Luton Food Bank and Level Trust, both offering much-needed essentials and advice. Council leader and MBE Hazel Simmons stated, "At this difficult time, our message is simple. We are doing all we can to help you." Construction has begun on Biggleswade's new £2.3 million transportation hub next to the town's train station. When completed, access to both train and bus services will occupy a single area, making transport links easier. The project is expected to bring growth to the local economy. Discount supermarket giant Aldi plans to increase its presence across Bedfordshire. Its £20 million investment plans include an additional store in Luton, the refurbishment of an existing Luton location, and a new distribution facility in Bedford. Aldi UK and Ireland CEO Giles Hurley said the strategy was in response to a rise in demand from consumers for access to lower price products. He also stated that 130 area jobs would be created as a result of the company's expansion. This Friday, Bedford celebrates its new Disabilities and Special Needs play area at Russell Park. Bedford Borough Parent Carer Forum accessed the funding for the project. Families are encouraged to picnic at the official opening event from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.